I think federal employees and retirees dodged the bullet because, as you mentioned, the increase in premiums is only 3.8%. If you go into private industry, premiums are going up for 2012 on average 10 to 12%. So the federal increase is almost one-third of what it is in private. But there are things that federal employees should be aware of regarding choosing a health insurance plan for 2012. Just because the premiums are only going up 3.8% doesn't mean that other costs are not going up. The trend now is that employers are shifting a lot of the cost over to the employees in the form of co-insurance or co-pays. Employees are paying more out of pocket for their visits to the doctor, for prescription drugs, for medical equipment, anything that involves medical expenses. Employees tend to have more costs out of pocket, and there's some things that employees should be considering in choosing a plan for 2012 that'll minimize what they hopefully will be paying out of pocket. I think for starters, I think employees, as well as retirees for that matter, should look and see what did they actually pay out of pocket so far in 2011, and what can they do to minimize what they can do or to lessen the burden of what they're paying out of pocket for 2012. For starters, I think employees who did not have a lot of visits to the doctor, who are hopefully well, should maybe consider going to a high deductible health insurance plan, and in so doing, they're eligible to enroll in what is called a health savings account, which is a savings account that is used similar to a retirement account, but the difference is that when money is pulled out of a health savings account, money comes out tax-free to pay for out-of-pocket medical expenses. That would be one thing. And for employees who do not want to go into a high deductible health insurance plan, they definitely should take advantage of the flexible spending accounts, the healthcare FSA, which all employees, not retirees, are eligible to join. And for 2012, the maximum an employee can put into a flexible spending account is $5,000. Unfortunately, that's going to go down to $2,500 starting in 2013.
So it's possible that a given plan has a small premium increase, but there could be higher copays or less coverage?
Yes, that's my point, Tom, because you can't feel that my costs are going down, therefore it's a better plan because my premium increase is only going up by 3.8%. You have to look at the bottom line. When you look at a plan, look at the prospectus, see what the plan will be charging you in terms of co-payments or co-insurance, if for visits to the doctor or to a specialist or prescription drug coverage or medical equipment, all these things that are very important in concerning your overall costs for health care during 2012.
We're talking with Ed Zirndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant, learning more about the increase in payments for health insurance. And so the whole idea, it sounds like, then, is just to plan ahead, budget for this, and be ready to incorporate some of these hidden costs when you're planning your budget for the year, really.
Absolutely. Granted, it's not an easy task to choose a health insurance plan, but there's more to it than just looking at premium increases. You got to know what the plan will be covering. I think employees also should consider going into a preferred provider organization, a PPO, if they want to go to any type of plan in which they have choice of doctors, as opposed to an HMO where they're restricted to the doctors in the HMO. But with a preferred provider organization, employees can also save money by going to doctors who work with their health insurance plan to minimize what they charge for a visit or for anything involving their care.
Do you think that federal employees' plans are going up at a lower rate than private sector? Is there a reason possibly behind all of this?
Well, I think the Office of Personnel Management has done a good job working with the various health insurance plans that participate in the federal federal employees network, so to speak, and with our retirees. You have to consider it's probably the biggest health insurance group plan in the world. There's more employees and retirees and family members who participate in any other plan, and with these numbers come a greater chance for lesser cost, because obviously with more numbers there's more risk to spread around, and the health insurance plans can therefore give a break to employees in terms of their premium costs.
So it's a better pool, and that may be why.
Exactly.
But just to reiterate, you should go to the plan you're thinking of, or if you're sticking with the one you already have, and ask them specifically about copays and even the prices of specific drugs you might be taking.
What you really need to do is to look at the plans, prospectus, and all the plans have information about what their coverage for 2012. The Office of Personnel Management has posted the information on these plans. I don't know if it's up yet, but it will be before open season begins. And open season, by the way, starts November 14th. And ends on December 12th. So employees will have plenty of time to look at the plan information and to run the numbers, as I mentioned, in order to choose the best plan and for themselves and if applicable for their family members, because the federal employees' health insurance plans provide coverage not only for the employees but for their spouses and children under the age of 26. It used to be 22, but now it's 26. So employees have some homework to do, and that's what open season is all about.
So in between dressing the turkey and putting your Christmas decorations up, you need to spend one evening at the dining room table going over health plans.
Exactly. It's sort of a warm-up for tax season when they have to get all their records together to file their income tax as well. Tax season really doesn't officially start till January 1st. Between now and January 1st, employees should be concentrating on their health insurance plans, and also during the open season, employees have to make decisions if they want to enroll in the dental insurance, the vision insurance plans, as well as the FSAs, the flexible spending accounts. Employees who have not been enrolled in those also have to enroll, and those employees who were enrolled in the flexible spending accounts for 2011 have to re-enroll for 2012. It does not carry over. So employees have a lot on their plate. A lot of things to consider, and we're talking important costs here.